Hello everyone, I am Dr. C.J. Verghese, welcoming all of you to the Global GNM Health Tips Day 307. Let us proceed to understand more about the significant biological special program of the coronary arteries today. Please do not forget the most important biological conflict linked to the coronary arteries as a male territorial loss conflict or a female sexual conflict depending on one's gender, laterality and hormone status. Also remember that all the organs derived from the embryonic germ layer of ectoderm have their primary conflict themes as one of the territorial conflicts, sexual conflicts and separation conflicts. This is a great discovery of Dr. Hammer. Before we proceed to the CA phase, healing phase and the very important epileptoid crisis, etc., let us try to understand the real meaning of territorial loss conflict in detail. Then only you will be able to appreciate the SBS of the coronary arteries in a better manner, especially against the teachings of the conventional medicine about coronary artery diseases. We always conceive of our private domain as our territory. Therefore, a territorial loss conflict is experienced by any individual as loss of our private domain. This private domain may be our home, profession, hobby, a member of the territory, intellectual domain, etc. We shall discuss them still more in detail. For each one, there can have subjective preference to the experiences in relation to each domain, and the loss of those domains will have different impacts in the case of each individual. For example, an unexpected move or a divorce, the confiscation of a property, loss of a home by a natural calamity like an earthquake, flood, fire, etc., or any threat to the safety of the place one lives in, all these can cause territorial loss conflicts. Another individual may consider his assets as his territory, and therefore the loss of a car, jewelry, private collections that are valuable for him, stocks, investments, a license, immigrant status, even a membership in a club, etc., can be his territory. One who considers his profession as more valuable, the loss of his business, bankruptcy, loss of his workplace because of a layoff, a merger, a transfer, early retirement due to illnesses or cutbacks, etc., can be his territorial losses. Similarly, for a person who enjoyed his hobbies in the best possible manner, for example, playing a musical instrument, painting, writing, gardening, a particular sports, etc., and the loss of the ability to pursue them can be his territorial loss. For some other persons, the loss of their intellectual domain may be the important territorial loss. It can happen when one loses his skills by an accident, illness, etc., or it can be the literal loss of his research results, confidential data, patents, trade secrets, etc. A family person may consider the loss of his parent, spouse, partner, child, etc. as territorial loss conflicts. For some, the loss of a pet, a friend, a colleague, client, customer, etc. can also cause territorial loss conflicts. Sometimes an argument with someone very close to him can produce territorial loss conflicts. Loss of one's sexual mate is a common cause of territorial loss conflict for men. It will be of great importance for you if you can remember that the male territorial loss conflict is the equivalent to the female sexual conflict, and that the brain relay of the coronary arteries and that of the cervix are positioned in the cerebral cortex exactly across from each other. Friends, please try to appreciate the genius of Dr. Reichert Hammer while explaining the conflicts linked to the coronary arteries as different in males and females, when they are right-handed and left-handed, and when they are of normal hormone status or low hormone status. In connection with the territorial loss conflict, in cases of males and the sexual conflicts in females, it will be of interest if you can note that if a man is at an age where he can no longer have a territorial loss conflict due to low testosterone status, a mating conflict by the loss of a sexual mate, sexual rejection, sexual frustration, etc., can affect more his prostate rather than his coronary arteries. This explains why prostate-related symptoms like prostate hyperplasia or an elevated prostate-specific antigen are more common in older men. If you are a meticulous observer, then you can appreciate the truthfulness of the findings of Dr. Hammer. We can hope that the world will one day come to understand the very scientific discoveries of Dr. Hammer, not only in the case of heart diseases, but all the phenomena of health, disease and cure, all wrongly understood by the present materialistic medical science. Tomorrow we will continue with the SBS of the coronary arteries itself. Please stay tuned as usual. Tomorrow morning, I am Dr. C.J. Varghese from Kerala, India.